with the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us continue these services. I ask to read for the study from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16, beginning with verse 19 on to verse 31. And the words are following in Jesus' name. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham far afar, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him into my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear him. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. This portion of the Word of God is one of the sermons of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you certainly heard, there was 2 different travelers here upon this earth. There was this rich man, and there was the beggar, Lazarus. And throughout the Bible, the Word of God does not know other than these 2 travelers. It is so according to the Word of God. And we dare not make changes, make new roads, for if we would so do, we would corrupt the Word of God and our faith would be an exclamation when we leave here. Let us concentrate on the fates of these 2 travelers on this earth. remember in thy prayers that you turn unto the Heavenly Father, that he would give those words that he sees as fit. When our text began in this way, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. We can say, that being rich will not make man go into damnation. But it is, as we can see from the text, that eternity was forgotten. The kingdom of God and being able to become a child of God was forgotten here. And that is a terrible fate. We can see from the Bible. The Bible relates of the prophets in the Old Covenant. He was rich, he had camels, he had donkeys and sheep, maybe in thousands, and servants, many hundreds. And when his brother with his son come, and they had such a great number of cattle, the pastures began to end, and the servants began to fight. Abraham began to speak of this. Let there not be arguments between our servants, between us. And he showed Lot that if you go right and I go left, this is what he said to him, humbly. And think, here we can see how this temporal richness had not corrupted Abraham. He gives his brother's son a choice to go right or left. Abraham would be happy with what Lot decides. Sodom and Gomorrah, you know what happened to them. But this man of which we read here, he had wonderful days, comfortable days, fared sumptuously every day. If we think here when our text says of that beggar, and there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores. Just think. Poor Lazarus. He had sins. And errors, as it was said here. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. Just think, beloved children of God. Anyway, Lazarus, Lazarus was at the table of the Heavenly Father. In Psalm 23, it is said, "You prepare a table for me." And also to my enemies. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The Heavenly Father can set this table even in the presence of enemies, those who speak bad, those who torment. The Bible shows us thus. We can see what kind of a meal table God prepared for Daniel and his companions when they did not bow unto Babel, the ungods. They had the fiery furnace before them, and it was heated 7 times hotter than normal. And so it came that God prepared such a table of nourishment that they sang praises and thanksgiving. The king wondered, "Didn't we put 3 men into the fiery furnace? But that fourth is as if he would be the Son of God." Beloved child of God, here it is shown as the Lord Jesus enlightens in another place. I am every day in your midst. Let your hearts not be sorrowful. The Lord Jesus knows our problems. He knows our errors. The outsider cannot see in this Zion. It is as a city destroyed, as a hut in the garden. When we look from here, this is a very precious view. When we look at the city of God, this flock of God is here in the wilderness having a festivity, a festival, as the children of God have always asked, to be able to arrange services smaller and larger. It has been good for us to be here at these services. God has already very preciously through our beloved brothers enlightened the preciousness of the kingdom of God. And that it surely is. There is nothing more better or more precious on this earth than this kingdom, grace kingdom of God, of which is written into the Bible that it is the statue of truth. This is a wonderful kingdom. God preaches of his kingdom, a fulfilling gospel, grace and truth, the gospel of grace and truth. It said here, Lazarus had received his sins forgiven. What does it mean when it says that, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores? What kinds of dogs were they as we speak? Of pets. That it is such a nice dog. But the Bible writes in the book of Revelations that outside are the dogs and the witches, and the horrors and the murderers and ungodly servants and all those who love lies. Just think, dear children of God, they have been with those holy ones before us. They also had troubles, times of troubles as we do in this time. Even now, this is not the only time when the troubles of children of God are looked at. No, it has always been that the enemy of the soul and his flock, they have endeavored. And Jesus also says that they speak with lies, all evil, because of my name. We humbly say, there has been reason. We are not spiritual balls, but we are corrupted in ourselves, large sinners, also as Lazarus here was. He was given mercy by God as beloved child of God, you and I. Because of this living gospel, because we have believed in it and we yet believe, grace has become right. And it is true today as it was in the time of Lazarus. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. They were precious funeral with beggar. The angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. And I would dare to say, when it said here, into Abraham's bosom, Lazarus believed on this living gospel. Lazarus believed, and it happened to him. John writes of this, as they believed, so it shall come to pass. Here in this time, the people of God can be comforted through faith that this promise of God, they have not been lessened in no way. They are today as strong as they have been. God keeps his promises. It is not as we as man sometimes promise something, but we cannot fulfill it. But what God promises, he also will fulfill it. That on my own, the poor sinner child he has mercy on and will bring into heaven. You brother and sister can feel yourselves as black brides of the earth, so full of sin, unsuccessful. But the Heavenly Father continues to love the sinner but hates sin. We can see here from our text when the rich man died. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. This rich man, it becomes clear here. He had heard from Lazarus and the other children of God that one should notice this time of grace and not waste the time of grace in unbelief. The grace of God would have belonged to the rich man if he would have, as the Bible said, that this was enlightened unto him, to humble yourselves beneath the strong hand of God, that he may uplift you. It became very clear in his mind, these words of the children of God, and now he wanted a small favor from Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. We can imagine and we can feel how terrible that pain was with this rich man. What was said? But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. That matter is signed that before the funeral, if repentance here on earth has not been done, if the kingdom of God has not been found and repentance is not made, then the portion of that one who is leaving is very poor. We certainly feel sorry for that one. And we warn you, beloved ones, even those listening in the net, you beloved ones, in the midst of our people, and even you here at these services, this is a warning for you all. As the Lord Jesus said, when he sent his own to go unto all the world and to preach forgiveness of sins, beginning in Jerusalem unto the ends of the world, that let this sermon also echo. And if it should find someone whose conscience is opened by God, beloved friend, at this moment you can believe as Lazarus believed, and as the people of God here believe you all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. Beloved brothers and sisters, your matters are very good when sins are forgiven and peace with God. We cannot anything else but pray on the people. for the people, that God would give them the time of awakening, and that man would not become hardened and would not receive peace with this hardenedness. There is as a new paganism awakening amongst the people. That it has been like that before. We are tormented and criticized. But the Word of God is in strength today. How the holiness of marriage has been stepped upon. How one should be able to live together. How this whoring has been lifted unto glory. And it is as Paul to the Corinthians wrote, do you not know that the wrong should not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not become lost, not the whore makers or those who secretly go, and not those who lie with men. Even such a that the homos can be married together, man with man. It is so terrible in the Word of God. So many times seems we see on the part of Sodom and Gomorrah, sin filled man so much. They rejected the living Word of God, and God destroyed those people. The punishment for sin is even today in our time. It is possible. But we pray that the Heavenly Father would give the grace of repentance for those who sin and those who look upon the Word of God. And God will have mercy upon a sinner who begs for grace. And he is happy when even one sinner is turned away from the road of sin. And not those who drink or criticize should not inherit the kingdom of heaven. These are clear words of the Word of God, and do not think that those Lystadians, that they judge, that he who does not believe, he is already judged. The Word of God shows us thus. We warn you of this judgment and of sinning, to return unto the Lord. There is much forgiveness here with him. This is what the Word of God is showing us. When the rich man here cries for help, and beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. And continues, that I have 5 brethren, lest they also come into this place of torment. It seems to be here that this salvation work was opened unto the rich man, but it was too late. Here in this time of grace, man must repent if he wishes to enter that glorious heaven. Today, when you hear the voice of God, endeavor to repent It is this what the Word of God teaches us. He who repents, he who leaves repentance unto the next day, it is the same as preparing for hell. We do not tease you with this. No, we have mercy. And we feel sorry for all those today who are on this road of sin. When there is such a precious kingdom of God here put upon this earth, so that man would yet have time to repent. We have no idea how long this will last. The Bible shows us that these are the times of the end. This beloved city, the road shall be closed. And then repenting is too late. We pray and hope that in the midst of our people, there would be those who would accept this living gospel. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Jesus did many miracles and awoke the dead, but they didn't believe. Jesus knew. It doesn't help if man will not humble themselves to receive the word of the gospel. He said they have Moses and the prophets. What does this mean? The prophets of the Old Testament, they were already died. Are they today? Yes, they are. They are in the kingdom of God. Through the Holy Spirit, through the sermon, God preaches his everlasting word, which is as a double-edged sword. It has the sharp edge of the law and the sharp edge of mercy. The sharp edge of the law does not belong to the child of God, but it belongs to one who is sleeping in sin, so that they would see their sin, awaken from it, and receive repentance. Beloved children, remain as the children of God. In Jesus' name and blood, you young children, girls and boys, you young, believe you all travel, sins and faults forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atoning blood. Beloved children of God, I have come here very sinful, feeling my poorness. Can you also forgive me my sins? I have that wish and want to believe together with you. In Jesus' name and blood. Beloved children of God, in Jesus' name and blood, believe all sins forgiven. Believe unto peace, joy, and freedom. In Jesus' name and precious blood. Be comforted through faith. Soon he will come, he that is to come, and your reward shall be as such. In Jesus' name, amen.